So, Carlos, you've got a lot of injuries at the moment. I think that has to be the place where we start. Is there any positive news going into this game?
No, the positive news is that we are confident. We will play with 11 players with the confidence, with 7 players to help the team also, ready to help the team. We are very, very happy to back to Wilsburg. We like play with our fans. We love our environment. And this is the most positive and most important thing, that we'll have a very tough game, absolutely sure on Sunday, but with the connection that the team have with the supporters in Hillsborough is a very tough game to our opponents, and we want that will be a reality on Sunday. And our players, they know that everybody can go down. Everybody can go down in the life, in football. But the teams, the champions, react very, very fast. So this is the achievement to our players and our teams, that we want a fast and strong reaction after the last game. And we wish and we are sure that the answer on the pitch with the support of our fans will be fantastic.
I have to ask specifically about the players who've been hurt recently. Is it a reoccurrence of the knee injury for Michael Turner?
Yeah, we don't know in this moment all the players will recover or not. We don't have sure. So we'll wait at last minute with some players. But as I told you, we don't have a problem about that. We have solutions to play, and we will have 11 players ready to play and fit to run and fight to the 3 points. Even Michael or Sam or can play or not play, we have solutions to, and we have absolutely confidence in our players that we have on the squad to do very well.
So is Sam Hutchinson, is he in contention? Is he a possibility?
No, he's training, and Michael, we must wait also at the last minute, but they are not any player is out of our plans, because at last minute we must check them and after we decided. But as I tell you, if they can play, it's okay, but if they will not play, we have the solutions on the team to cover all the situations.
You've conceded 2 very similar goals in the last 2 games, balls over the top of the defence. Is that an issue when you don't have Tom Lees, because he's kind of got the pace that maybe complements a Turner or a Lubens?
I think it's more, we have principles of game, and this kind of goals usually the other teams don't score against us. So, and never happened in the past, as I remember. But you know that when we play with a short time between games, and we must move a lot of players, and some players that never play each other, sometimes even you have the principles of the game, so the principles begins is important, because you know exactly what we must do in all the moments. But sometimes with the connection is not perfect, and these kind of things happen. So I believe that with the players more connected, with the same players with more time to training, these kind of things can happen. But we must live with the reality. The reality is that we have some problems, and the players is not 100%. And at the same time, they never play together, and sometimes these kind of things can happen. But we are trying and we are working to this not happen in the future, of course.
Is that the toughest? Is that the one area defence where you need to have those connections? You need to have that consistency there, where injuries can really disrupt you, because they're working as a unit, aren't they? They have to work as a 4 essentially, and you've had injuries there that have made you force those changes, haven't you?
No, I don't want to put a big problem here. As I tell you, we don't have any problem if you have time to training, to they stay together and link together. And we don't have any problem in the squad. So these things happen in the period that you must put the players very soon after the injuries, and the connection is not 100% because they don't play together, it's the first time. And these kind of things happen. But when we have more time to training and link everything, it's not a big problem to us. The mistakes can happen, of course, in our team and in other teams, but will be a lot of problem. We don't feel that we have a problem in the moment there, because we trust in all the players, and we are working hard to link the players and to understand absolutely what we want. So as I tell you in the beginning of our conversation, we are strong and we'll be ready to the game.
Atinuyu came off at half-time in the last game. What did you make of his performance in that game?
I don't want to talk too much about the last game, because last game was an accident and we can't put any situation in one player, but we must put in all the team. So we did the collective teams. You remember that I talk here a lot of times that the first time that we don't play like a team, we lose the game. Mm-hmm. So happened in the last game. We didn't do what we must do like a team in the first half, and it was crucial to lose the game. So in this competition, we must be. And sometimes this kind of things, even it's negative because we lose the game, but sometimes it's positive to put everybody the fits in the floor and think that we must acting like a team all the time, and this is the way, because I alert this in the past. You remember that, and I said the first time that you don't acting like a team, we will lose a game. So it means that this is alert, is the positive thing, the positive of the you lose the match, that is alert to everybody, that we must acting together, must working together, we must all the time acting like a team, because this is the way to win points and go ahead in this competition.
I don't want to labour the point, but does he need to show you more? Does someone like, you know, you've given him a chance in that game, you gave Mudu Sugu a chance in that game, and they've both come off before the hour. You know, when they get those opportunities, do they have to show more for the team?
But they want, absolutely sure, they want to do the best. So they did best, they did good in the past. So Sogu, for example, the last two times that he played after the injury, he did very well. Also, he scored a goal, I think, in Blackburn Rovers, and he did a good game. So I don't put any time in my life, because we lose a game, the responsibility is one or two players. I never did, and I never will do that, because the players try to do the best, and sometimes the things don't come like they wish and we wish, but we still believe in the players, because we can't cut the head of one player because he didn't play well one game, because maybe after 1 or 2 weeks everybody will clap the players because they score 1 or 2 goals. This is the life. We understand absolutely this. So we understand that the people see the games, they are more emotional, and it's easy to say yes or good. So when we lose, we miss a lot of players. So all the players that is not playing, they must play. So when we win, nobody remember the players that's not playing. This is football. We understand that. So when we lose, we must try to find someone that is the responsibility to the first. The responsibility is all the time the coach, but the responsibility, individual responsibility. But I don't understand the football like this. This is a collective game, and we lose because we didn't do like a team in the first half what we must do. Because if you're acting like a team, and the players know that, if you're acting like a team since the beginning, and with the clever, we must think we will win that match. This is the most important thing. So to Sunday, the formula to be positive and to try to win the game, acting like a team all the time. If we're acting like a team, we have a big chance to win the game on Sunday.
How do you start the next game the way that you finished against Milton Keynes and against Cardiff? The second half in those two games were better than the first half, weren't they?
We try to do all the time the same, as I tell you. Against Derby, we played very well in the first half, a little better than the second half. Even we did a consistent game. But we try all the time since the first minutes. We never go to a game that, and we never said to the players, we are positive, we are here to try to do goals. I think if you analyze, I remember the game against Bolton, against Derby. I don't know if there are another game that we didn't score. We scored goals in all the games. Mm-hmm. So even in the preseason, we score game goals with in all the games that we play. We didn't do also against Stoke City, but we did against Arsenal, we did against Newcastle, and all the games we are scoring goals. So, or most of the goal of the games. So it means that we have on the mind all the time to try to win the games and try to do goals. So, but sometimes the things is not how we prepare and what we wish. And after we have the all the time a plan B that we must acting to try to win the games. But we never go to a game, never in my life, that I go to a game and said, I will go to this game, I will try to draw. Never, never. Even when I play in the final of the Cup in Portugal with a team of the third division and we play against the champion of the Portugal that year, we go to the final to try to win. So, but sometimes we play better, sometimes we don't start so good. What we must do, try to push the players to the next game, try to, since the first minute, since the first second, try to win the games, which is what we try to do.
How tempting will it be to start Gary Hooper, given that he's now got his first Wednesday goal?
It's improving day by day, giving signals. We are waiting for the signals that he can give. Effect two games, three games with this effect. Also, he scored a goal. We wish, and he wish also, that when he come here, he come more ready to play. But it's not the reality. He arrived here not with because he didn't play a long time, with not in the good fitness. And it's not easy to be fitness in the way that we play, because we want a high intensity type of play. It's not easy. But with the time, it's better and better and better. I feel now that it's much better now than it was in 3 or 4 weeks ago. Much better. In the trainings, in the connections, what he's doing. So he's a player that is ready, but depends of our strategy to the games to put him to play in the first minute or after. Is this? But to answer your question, is a ready player in this moment, and we are happy about that, because it takes some time, but definitive we have he scored a goal and the confidence is more high. So we are happy. We are happy with him.
There's been some changes at this football club in the last 24 hours. Glenn Roeder has left the club now. Does this mean that you will be working closer than ever with Dej Pontchansiri? And will your relationship with him sort of become even stronger because there is no longer a committee at this football club?
No, I don't change. I don't change nothing. I start the way that we start working in the beginning. I start still doing the same. Nothing changed in the relation that I'm doing with the chairman.
Most clubs don't have committees. They have owners, chief executives, and then a head coach or a manager. Do you think that is the best way ultimately for a club to be run? And do you think that Wednesday will benefit from a setup like this now?
It's the internal situations of the club. I won't talk too much about this situation. What I can tell you that I'm doing my work since the beginning. I'm still working hard, me and my staff. We are doing our best to the Sheffield Wednesday, and we didn't change nothing between yesterday and today. So we're still working in the same way and try to improve the team and to check players to the future to the Sheffield Wednesday.
So do you see any positives at all from what has happened moving forward?
As you understand, it's not related with me. It's something out of my work. It's out of what I do during the day. Since I wake up at sleep, it's something that is out of my orbit. It's not out of me.
Okay. Well, you have got Wolves next. They played last night. Did you watch Wolverhampton Wanderers against Leeds? And if so, what did you sort of take from what you saw from them?
Yeah, I saw the game. The game, if you saw the first 25 minutes, you never expect that Wolves will not win, because they are very good in the game. They scored one goal. They are absolutely control of the game. And after, I think they lose a little the control of the game. But they still... So after the Leeds did 3-1, and they have a good reaction. They scored the 3-2. They press at the hand. A typical championship game that... Even a team is not better. We can say that Leeds is better than Wolves, or Wolves is better than Leeds. They are the similar value, and all the scores can happen in this championship.
But it's a good opportunity, isn't it, to go into Christmas, if you were to win this game, have some momentum, get a win under your belts, because then the games are going to come thick and fast after that, aren't they?
Yes, we are. I saw that we start... If you put the five, I was doing like this yesterday. If you put the five or seven matches, the first, because you know that in the beginning where some players come after, we also, everybody's adapted to the championship, a lot of players, new philosophy. If you put the first seven match out, because it's the beginning of the season and we have really, in that moment, some problems. Mm-hmm. Between the seven match at this moment, if you do the media, we can be in the fourth place in this moment. So it means that with the time, we are doing better. If you put the five match out, you will have in this moment the sixth position also. But if you put the seven, it's after Burnley, I think, after this, our media, we can be in the fourth place. It means that we are better now than in the past. We are in good way, with good average. This competition, I think there are something very important in this competition is the balance of the clubs, the balance of the mentality also. Because in this competition, I think I remember, as someone told me, that last season, Derby County was in very good position at seven games of the hand, mm-hmm. I think, and they lose the striker Martin, and they don't go to playoffs. So this, and they lose one player. So we are missing some players, six, seven players important to the team. And we never complain about this, but this is a reality. And we're still in the good shape. We're still in the good way. So what I want to say that this competition is important to the mentality of the clubs also, the balance of the clubs also. You have a big expectation if you can draw in this competition two games and lose one or two, and you come from the four, from the nine position, probably with the big expectations, these clubs will be with big problems to fly again. I think this part is important too, because you can change everything in four or five games. And four or five games is, in another countries, is 1 month and a half. Here is 2 weeks. So in two weeks, you can change a lot of things. Even if you are 4 points or 6 points or you are 9 points ahead. So I think the balance of the team is very, very important, and the clubs is very, very important. And at this moment, I think we are a really balanced team. We don't start well. We don't do too many points. I remember that we was, I think, in 18th place or 16th or 17th place when we play against Bolton. Mm-hmm. In this moment, we are in 8-9. Yeah. So we are in very good position this moment. Means that since the beginning of now, we are growing up. Accidents will have. We have, and all the teams will have this kind of accident that we have in Charlton, we have in MK Dons. And sometimes the expectations of the people come a little more down, most frustrated, because they have a big expectations. Like everybody expects that we'll win these games because, it's a team that is down. But this competition is not like this. This is not competition. You can win to the first. You can lose to the last one. And the last one can win to the first. This competition is like this. So it's why I talk about balance. If you continue a balanced club, balanced team, and believe that you can win points, you can... go ahead and don't disturb if you are 3-4 or more, and don't be exciting if you are 6-7 up. If you stay balanced and think about game by game, we can do good all the season, because I think we are in good way. Because if you think, if you check it in the beginning, if you put that games out, you will see that our performance in the points, it's fantastic. Not fantastic, it's good. Fantastic, we must be in the first or second position, it's good. So this is something that we must put in our mind, that I think that in the championship nobody move players like we move this season. I talked with some coaches, and coach said, I remember one coach, I talked with him after the game, I said to him, congratulations, you are doing very well with your team. I said, congratulations to me? No, I must give congratulations to you, because to your team, because you are here 5 months in the country and you have 16 new players and you are doing very well. I'm here 20 years and I with my team sometime, and we are all the time trying to improve the team, and we are here, so congratulations for you. So it means that our opponent, they recognize us that we are in a good way. So if I will say the same, if we are together, if our team are together, acting like a team, if our supporters stay with us, and they will, and will, I'm sure that will us, with will be with us. And we have, for example, Sunday a strong reaction, and our fans have a strong reaction also, and believe that we can beat Wolves. We will do that. We will do that. We will do that. I'm sure.
If Stoke is away, would you be willing to say which coach that was?
No, sorry. No. Okay. It's a private conversation.
On a general point, just to finish, there were two Portuguese managers in English football until yesterday. Now there's only one. Is it a sad day for English football that Jose has ultimately left?
I think I never like that the coach is fired, even if it's from my country or not, or it's my friend or not. It's something that... The coaches is the, all the time the responsibles of everything, and sometimes it's not 100% like this. So you know that it's my work depends a lot of things, not just about my players, but about a lot of things to win. But I can say is a lose to Chelsea and a lose to English football, because it's a personality that. Even the people love him or hate him, is a person that he move everything, he exciting everyone, or he create emotions in the people, or I love this guy, or I hate this guy, and this kind of personalities, I think is important to the championship. Also, with a quality like a coach, that is not necessarily talk about the quality that he have, because to me it will be a length. After 20 or 30 years, everybody will remember him like a fantastic one of the best coach of the story of the football. But he's human, and these kind of things can happen also with the best coaches of the world.
Thank you.